आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
ट्रेजरर जिम चार्मर्स ने कल रात अगले वित्तीय वर्ष के लिए अपने फेडरल बजट की घोषणा की। बजट का लक्ष्य न्यूनतम खर्च के साथ लक्षित राहत प्रदान करना दिखाई दिया, जिसमें शामिल थे ऊर्जा बिल में राहत और स्टेज 3 टैक्स कट्स में बदलाव। 1 जुलाई से 10 मिलियन से अधिक परिवारों को इस वर्ष अपने ऊर्जा बिलों पर $300 की छूट मिलेगी, जबकि स्मॉल बिजनेसेस को इसी अवधि में $325 की छूट मिलेगी। सरकार को उम्मीद है कि इससे इन्फ्लेशन में 0.5% की कमी आएगी। क्यों इस बजट को कॉस्ट ऑफ लिविंग हेल्प एंड फ्यूचर मेड इन ऑस्ट्रेलिया कहा जा रहा है और बजट से जुड़े कुछ सवालों के जवाब देने आ रही हैं डॉक्टर नलिनी प्रसाद, जो कि यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ न्यू साउथ वेल्स में इकोनॉमिक्स की सीनियर लेक्चरर हैं। आपको बता दें ये अंश अंग्रेजी भाषा में है। डॉक्टर नलिनी प्रसाद, थैंक यू फॉर टॉकिंग टू SBS हिंदी। सो माय फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन टू यू वुड बी, कुड यू इलैबोरेट ऑन द रीवर्क्ड Stage 3 cuts and how they will impact households?
Yep, so thank you for having me. Stage 3 tax cuts have been reworked. Before, these Stage 3 tax cuts were essentially just going to high-income earners. So essentially, a small fraction of the population were going to get these tax cuts. What's happened now is the government has kept the total amount of tax that's about to be cut, but they've actually broadened the tax cut to include most of the population. So starting in the next tax year, what the Stage 3 tax cuts will mean, that everyone who earns an income over the tax-free threshold is going to get essentially a larger tax refund, or they're going to be paying less tax.
And let's talk about the electricity bill rebates, because there was a conversation about it. Now, the budget includes a $300 rebate on electricity bills for every household. Now, there are a couple of questions on this. The first one is, how will this rebate be distributed? And what impact is this rebate expected to have on inflation?
That's actually an excellent question. So it looks like essentially anyone that gets an electricity bill is going to be given a $300 rebate. Okay, so this is going to clearly reduce the cost of electricity bills for anyone that pays for electricity. But as an economist, I worry about the effects of this policy. First of all, everyone's getting $300. And not everyone is feeling cost of living pressures to the same extent. So this makes this policy quite expensive. Second thing I worry about is the effects of this policy on inflation. So the Treasurer has said that this policy will reduce inflation. And mechanically, it is reducing inflation. And there's going to be one-off reductions in inflation when people get these rebates. But what I worry about as an economist is at the moment, inflation is high in the economy. And part of the reason that inflation is high is essentially people are demanding more goods and services than the economy can produce. And when this happens, this leads to an increase in prices. So what I worry about is the government's giving essentially every household an extra $300 at a point in time when the economy can't produce enough goods and services that people are demanding. And if people use this $300, if they decide to spend it rather than save it, this will lead to larger increases in inflation, which might offset the $300 rebate that people are getting.
So in a sense, it might just affect, you know, have a negative impact.
So it could have a negative impact. It's going to depend on what people do with this $300 rebate. So if someone has a mortgage and decides to spend the $300 on the mortgage, they're effectively saving the money and this won't add to consumption. But if people decide to go and spend the $300, then yes, this is something that we're concerned about. It's essentially giving people more money at a time when the economy isn't producing enough goods and services for people.
Now, this brings me to the topic, Dr. Nalini, about cost of living, which is on everyone's mind. How is this going to affect cost of living?
So, look, I think in the short term, these rebates will essentially help people's budgets and they'll be able to spend less money on electricity bills. So I think in the short term, there is going to be some cost of living relief. My concern is that in the longer term, giving people more money pushes up prices of other goods and services. And so in the long run, the policy doesn't actually lead to cost of living relief.
So according to you, who are the winners and losers in this budget?
who are the winners and losers in the budget. So I think for households, it's definitely nice to get sort of more income as a result of these stage three tax cuts. It's definitely nice to get some more money for your electricity bills. And I think this might lead to some short-term wins for households. But in the longer term, I'm concerned that essentially this will fuel essentially higher prices and households will not be as well off. In terms of the clear winners, the government sort of decided to spend more time on industry policy and they're putting more money into this green energy. These are people that are clearly benefiting from this budget.
And is there anything that you had expected in this budget but didn't come through?
No.
Okay, so would you like to talk about this? There's a $325 rebate for small businesses. Do you think it's going to have a similar impact like the way we're talking about the electricity bill rebate?
So I think the effect of the rebate to small businesses is going to be different on the effect of the rebate to households. If small businesses use this rebate to essentially increase the amount that they can produce, if it reduces their costs, they can produce more goods and services into the economy. This is something that's good for inflation because at the moment, essentially, we're demanding more goods and services than what the economy can produce. If this reduces production costs for businesses and it allows businesses to produce more goods and services, then this is good for households and good for inflation.
Is there anything else that you would like to talk about?
So the only other comment I would make is the government is increasing rent assistance, and this is going up by 10%. Again, as an economist, this is something I'm concerned about. Clearly, a household feels happy if they're going to get more money for rent assistance. But essentially, one thing we know is that rental markets at the moment are very tight. There aren't very many properties for rent. The rental vacancy rate is really low. And I'm worried that we're giving people more money to essentially chase the same number of rental houses, which means that rents will increase.
What do you think is the solution for that? What could have been an alternative to this?
This is actually a really hard problem to solve, but the solution is there essentially needs to be more dwellings. We need to build more housing. And this is something that's hard to fix the price of rents in the short term, but in the long term, it's how we think rental prices can be reduced.
Sure. Thank you so much for talking to us.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।